Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM in Sheffield and around the world on www.sheffieldlive.org. The show is also available on demand on Mixcloud. I'm James Fagan, broadcasting on my own this week to give Sam Hindley a bit of a break. He's been very busy putting on house concerts and he has a great show for you lined up next week. But this week gives me a chance to do 2 hours, which means I'm going to dig a little beyond and a little deeper than my usual repertoire. I've been listening to a fair bit of old classic American blues, so we'll have some of that. There's a brilliant album out, which I'm going to play you, including a new Norwegian chamber orchestra interpretation of the incredible Lark Ascending. I've got some other new music to play as well, including a special song from the new Spell Songs album that's coming out soon. I have some classic English, Irish and Scottish folk songs for you, and a great Char Ballad 223, which is Epi Morris, and I've got a couple of cracking versions of that for you as well. We've got the Facebook page open if you want to leave any comments and let us know what you think of the show. Keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, well, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name. And he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. You know Christ had 12 apostles and 3 he led away. Say, watch with me 1 hour till I go yon and pray. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John Revelator. Who's that writer? John Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. Christ came on the Easter morning. Mary and Martha was there to see. Go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. Tell me who's writing John the Revelator. Tell me who's the writing John the Revelator. Tell me who's the writing John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seventh seal. Who's the writing John the Revelator. Who's the writing John the Revelator. Tell me who's the writing John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seventh seal.
Son House, who else but Son House, the great Delta bluesman, and I have just been listening to more and more acoustic classic blues lately, partly inspired by a gift of albums from Matt Quinn, and I'll tell you more about that over coming programs as I play some, but I thought I'd play you Son House today, singing John the Revelator, and we're going to go straight from that classic release to a brand new release from Sheffield-based Jess and Richard Arrowsmith. They have their long-awaited second album. It has just come out, and you can get it through Bandcamp. And it's absolutely wonderful, as you may well imagine. The album is called As Merry As Maybe. And I'm going to play you a song very, very fitting for the strange times indeed that we live in. This is a great song by Jess Arrowsmith. And Jess and Richard are joined on this track by their longtime harmony singing collaborator who lives in Canada. His name is Ian Robb. And they are great together. They have made a trio album, but Ian guests on a couple of tracks on the new Jess and Richard album. And you'll hear him here singing on Jess's very topical song, These Strange Times, from their new album, Get It on Bandcamp. And you can get a physical copy through Bandcamp as well. And I must say that Jess's sister, Tabby, has done the most beautiful artwork for this, so make sure you check it out.
These strange times, they rake it in, but the money's all spent. There's nothing left to pay the rent. I'd best not start weeping, or I'll never stop. I'd best not start weeping, or I'll never stop. These strange times, the angry voices have their season. Right flag, wrong reason. They rake it in, but the money's all spent. There's nothing left to pay the rent. I'd best not start shouting, or I'll never stop. I'd best not start shouting, or I'll never stop. These strange times, floods and droughts and burning skies deflect the fear with rich men's lies. Angry voices have their season. Right flag, wrong reason. They rake it in, but the money's all spent. There's nothing left to pay the rent. I'd best not start drinking, or I'll never stop. I'd best not start drinking, or I'll never stop. These strange times, behind the spin, behind the wars, the motives lie behind closed doors. Floods and droughts and burning skies deflect the fear with rich men's lies. Angry voices have their season. Right flag, wrong reason. They rake it in, but the money's all spent. There's nothing left to pay the rent. We'd best all start thinking, or forever stop. We'd best all start thinking, or forever stop. We'd best all start thinking, or forever stop.
Trees, they grow high, and the leaves, they do grow green. Many is the time my true love I've seen. Many an hour I've watched him all alone. He's young, but he's daily growing. Father, dear Father, you've done me great wrong. You've married me to a boy who is too young. I'm twice 12 and he is but 14. He's young but he's daily
Pentangle from their wonderful album, Sweet Child, an album with which I was absolutely obsessed as a kid. My parents had a copy, and if you're familiar with the artwork on the front of the album, a magnificent sort of stained glass image of a pentagram, I was just drawn to the cover. The back cover is extraordinary as well, with an individual piece of artwork for every song on the remarkable double album by Pentangle. I must say, it's probably not my favourite of all of their records, but some of the individual tracks on it are in my top few, including that version of The Trees They Do Grow High. Let's stay on the subject of some of the members of that band. You, of course, heard Jackie McShee leading that. But the two guitarists in the band were, of course, John Renbourn and Bert Jansch. And we were talking recently, after the death of the great Danny Thompson, about some of the very earliest records recorded by Bill Leader in his apartment or flat in London, how Danny Thompson had a great deal of difficulty fitting in there with his massive double bass. But one of the albums that was recorded in those very early heady days in London was the album combining the talents of John Renbourn and Bert Jansch. The album is called Bert and John, and from it, let's hear Soho. And I'm playing this particularly because I found a brilliant, very good condition copy of this for £9.99 in Aberdeen a few weeks ago. And I was so excited. I bought it and I left it on the train, would you believe? So someone out there has my copy. I hope you enjoy it. Do play it or send it back to Thank Goodness It's Folk. Thanks. Here are Bert and John.
Come a walk, the streets of crime, and the colour bright the corners of love rebuked. See the dazzling nightlife ground beyond the dawn and burning in the heart of Soho. Hear the market cries and see their words displayed through the window of come and watch the naked dance that spins before your very eyes, naked life. the sun. Step inside, women, before, have a drunk the filter senseless, the dreams fade and die. I'm free and easy, does the blood-red wine come flowing from the glass to your veins? Silent in the garden square, you're resting from the troubles of your mind. And although the sun is burning brightly, all within the garden is either sleeping or is dead. And through the afternoon, the buzzing bees do harmonize with the rushing.
Johnny Cabo, 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 Cabo Jamala loni be kunfe korimba
Jamala la kore kunfe
ko Emana furuke Muso furuke ma Muso di muiba Ate muiba Muso ma mui Adi denge Dende ki fenimba Uteke fenimba Ufarale alala Jamala loni Joma bolo fa joni ka koko ke ko be kun fe ko rimba
Mala la ko be
kun fe ko Mmm ko
Mala la ko be
kun fe ko Joma la la ko be kun fe ko
Mala la ko be
kun fe ko Joma la la ko be kun fe ko
Mala la ko be
kun fe ko Joma la la ko be kun fe ko
The staggeringly beautiful voice of Mali's songstress Umu Singari, a great, great artist indeed, and that is her new single, which is called Kun Feiko, and I hope you enjoy that as much as I do. I think it's wonderful. Let's stay on the continent of Africa now with one of the masters of the kora. I'm talking about Sekou Keita, and I'm going to play you now a track from one of his most popular recordings, which he made with his long-term duo partner, Katrin Finch. The album's called Saw. This track is called Listen to the Grass Grow.
Thank you.
I think that's perfect music, if there's such a thing. I think that is it. Absolutely blissful, meditative, and exciting all at the same time. Sekou Keita is about to release a brand new album, the third album, with the incredible collaboration that is Spell Songs. Spell Songs are about to release their third album. I say about to, it's coming out on the 4th of September. On Hudson Records, and they are indeed a folk supergroup. They are blessed with the talents of, among Sekou Keita and Kareen Polwart, you will also have Julie Fowlis, Chris Drever, Rachel Newton, Beth Porter, and Jim Molyneux. And their first collaboration was in 2018, started out as a one-album project celebrating the Lost Words book, featuring the words of Robert McFarlane and the artwork of Jackie Morris. Well, Jackie and Robert have just released a new book called The Book of Birds, which is a love letter to the splendours and the mysteries of bird life and a clarion call to halt the loss of birds from land, sea and sky. The book is described as a gentle mantra on the seven wonders of birds, which are nest, egg, beak, song, feather, flight and migration. Seven chapters celebrating 49 birds, all of which are on the RSPB's amber or red list. Well, the Spell Songs musicians were intrigued by this concept and decided to put an album together of new songs celebrating those seven concepts and how they relate to birds. Last week on the program, you heard Sam Hindley playing the second single from the album, which is called Bells Fall Still and is a reflection on the bird life still living in Palestine, despite the atrocities happening in those troubled lands. This week, I'm going to play you the first single. It was released a couple of weeks back, at least, and it is called Flight, and it celebrates that moment of takeoff, that moment many of us dream of, the thing that birds do that we just will never do without mechanical assistance. Thank you.
no one could I see that I could compare with my pretty Surrey.
Sam Amadon, the great American folk singer, with his version of Cero. And the reason I'm playing you that is Sam is part of a brand new release from Norway called Willows. Willows is a new album from violinist, conductor and composer Pekka Kuusisto and the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra. Some of the album features folk songs arranged for this orchestra and for this great violinist by Sam Amadon, which is the link to this next track. But the reason I particularly want to play you the opening track is because, well, I just think it's extraordinary. And I would like to play this for my dad, Bob Fagan, whose birthday was just yesterday as I record the program. He turned 79 on the 8th of July, and I had a nice chat with him over in Australia, and I happen to know that my dad's go-to piece of music whenever he needs to let go of his mind and his thoughts is this next piece of music. It was written, of course, by folk-adjacent, if not folk-vital, Ralph Vaughan Williams. The piece is The Lark Ascending, but it is not, perhaps, as you've heard it before. It is a quiet, radical reimagining of The Lark Ascending, stripping away a century of accumulated sentiment to reveal the quiet subversion at the heart of Vaughan Williams' score. It was recorded during a period marked by a profound personal loss by this great fiddle player, Pekka Kuusisto, and his performance is a searching response to music long weighed down by its own mythology. What a great description. I do hope you sit back and enjoy for the next 15 or 16 minutes this new release called from the album Willows. You're going to hear Pekka Kuusisto and the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra, and this is for my dad, The Lark Ascending.
come that blood all over your shirt? My son, come tell unto me. It is the blood of my gallant gray hawk who flies across the field. I got a gray hawk's blood and was never so red. My son, come tell unto me. It is the blood of my gallant greyhound who hunts the woods with me. I got a greyhound's blood and was never so red. My son, come tell unto me. It is the blood of my gallant grey mare I used to ride so gay. I got a grey mare's blood and was never so red. My son, come tell unto me. It is the blood of my own dear brother whom lately I have slain. What did you and him fall out about? My son, come tell unto me. About cutting down yon hazelnut tree caused it for to be. And what you gonna do when your daddy finds out? My son, come tell unto me. I'll set my foot in yonder ship and I'll sail across the sea. What you gonna do with your pretty little wife? My son, come tell unto me. She'll set her foot in yonder ship and she'll sail along with me. What you gonna do with your children three? My son, come tell unto me. I'm here alone with you to bear you company. Leave them here alone with you to bear you company. And when you're coming home, my son, come tell unto me. When the sun and the moon shines in the north hills, and thou will never be. Sun and the moon shines in the north hills, and thou will never be.
That was Sam Amidon, and that was from this new record I'm telling you about called Willows, with the violinist Pekka Kuusisto, the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra, and they're led by Sam Amidon, who sings a selection of his favourite folk songs, arranged for the orchestra by Nico Muuli. And that was How Come That Blood, a version of the child ballad, Edward. Speaking of child ballads, we'll have one for you in the second half. Let's wrap up the first half now with the great Dedannen, led on fiddle here by Frankie Gavin, playing The Wren's Nest, and I'll be back with much more in the second half, including this week's child ballad.